This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Hundreds of supporters of Iranian President-elect Ibrahim Raisi gathered in Tehran Saturday evening to celebrate his landslide victory in the presidential elections. The crowd assembled on Imam Hussein Square, usually the stage for religious ceremonies, and cheered Raisi's victory by hoisting his picture and Iranian flags. Raisi won a landslide victory in Friday's presidential election, a vote that propelled the supreme leader's protege into Tehran's highest civil position. His election became more of a coronation after his strongest competition found themselves disqualified from running. That sparked calls for a boycott, and many apparently did stay home. Out of more than 59 million eligible voters, only 28.9 million voted, the lowest turnout in the Islamic Republic's history. Thousands took to the streets across Brazil Saturday to protest against President Jair Bolsonaro's pandemic response, blasting the leader for not acquiring vaccines fast enough and for questioning the need for mask wearing. The protests came as the country's health minister confirmed that more than 500,000 Brazilians have died from COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. Brazil's reported death toll is second only to that of the United States, where the number of lives lost has topped 600,000. Brazil is registering more than 70,000 confirmed coronavirus infections every day. Just 11.4% of the population has been fully vaccinated, according to the government. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has played down the seriousness of the virus while trying to keep the country's economy running. He dismissed COVID-19 as a little flu and has scorned mask wearing and social distancing. This is VOA News. Myanmar has rejected a UN General Assembly resolution calling for an arms embargo against the Southeast Asian nation and condemning the military's February seizure of power. The foreign ministry statement released Saturday said the resolution was based on one-sided sweeping allegations and false assumptions. The UN General Assembly passed the non-binding resolution Friday. It called on all countries to prevent the flow of arms into Myanmar. It also called on the military to restore the country's democratic transition and condemned its excessive and lethal violence since the takeover. Myanmar's military ousted its civilian government February 1st in a dispute over last November's elections. Since then, hundreds of people have died in confrontations between the junta and demonstrators seeking restoration of the civilian rule. Thousands marched through central Warsaw on Saturday in an equality parade demanding an end to discrimination against the LGBTQ community. In a sea of rainbow flags, the symbol of the LGBTQ community, marchers gathered outside the towering neo-Gothic Palace of Culture in central Warsaw as a DJ played dance music from a stage before the start of the march. LGBTQ rights have become a central part of a wider struggle in the country between liberals, who stress the need for a more tolerant and inclusive society, and religious conservatives who denounce what they say is an attempt to subvert traditional values in the predominantly Catholic nation. Juneteenth celebrations are being held around the United States, but this year it's not just to commemorate the end of slavery, but also to revel in a new federal holiday. AP's Julie Walker reports.
At an event in New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio says the James Baldwin Lawn is a perfect place to talk about the power of Juneteenth.
James Baldwin's voice rang out, asking us not to look away from painful truths. He identified them for us so we could do something about it. We could act on them. We did not have to accept them. And in that spirit, today, we talk about change. Juneteenth is not just a wistful memory.
Senator Chuck Schumer says the stain of slavery remains.
In many ways, slavery is still with us, and we have to fight it every day.
I'm Julie Walker.
Guinea's health ministry and the World Health Organization Saturday declared the end of an Ebola outbreak, which started in February, infecting 16 people and killing 12. The Ebola outbreak from 2014 to 2016 killed more than 11,000 people, mostly in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.